Boker Tov, good morning. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. Special thank you to Jeffrey Gelb, who sponsored a memory of Meshulam and David Shendel, Baz David Avner, Ben Avram, Akoin. Thank you so much to Jeffrey. Also, today's 10 Minutes are dedicated by the Saka family, commemoration of the 50th Yortzeit of their father, Yosef Ben Salim, on the 23rd of Teves. Please help yourself to coffee and to donuts. Don't let them go to waste. Rotem, thank you so much. Lead the way. Nachshon Ben Aminadav. The coffee was split in two. Thank you for jumping in. We are on Perek Yates, chapter 19 of Mesillas Yesharim. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, has been walking us through the formula, the path to be the best version of ourselves, how we can live with a sense of mindfulness, combine it with alacrity and zeal, how we can purge those negative qualities from ourselves, how we can pursue a life of precious, we can prove we can live without, which will entitle us to live with Tahara, how we can try to strive for holiness, not just for happiness. And finally, Chalkei Chassidus, we have been discussing the different parts of what it means to be a Chassid. Chassid is not about long payas or a furry hat. A Chassid is about going the extra mile, not being satisfied with good, but striving for great, always wanting more. And the Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Lutzato has been talking about how to strive for great, not being satisfied with good, both in the area of Ava and Yira. When it comes to loving Hashem, if you really love someone, you don't give them cubic zirconium, you buy a real piece of jewelry. If you really love someone, you don't scribble on a napkin, you buy a card. If you really love someone, you don't get away with good enough, you strive for great. And the same is true with a healthy dose of Yira. If you're filled with awe, if you are inspired and you get goosebumps and you see greatness, then you don't walk around casually. Then you don't simply have a casual attitude and relationship with the individual or the phenomenon that you are in awe of, but you lean in and you feel that sense of awe. You embrace it and you recognize it and you are elevated through that experience. You are enriched by feeling that sense of awe. Our rabbis cautioned us that when it comes to the avodah, the service of Hashem, to not get away with the minimum, but to strive for more, to strive for greatness. Amru, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Binyan Mayimshin is galu shelo yisanenim b'mesanenes. When it comes to water, designated from before Shabbos, the water of the Shabbos that occurs during Sukkot, Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos of Yontif, and water was exposed using water that was Mayim Megulim, the water that was exposed for the sacred service of Hashem. Mitam Imur Da'amre Lehejet Legavoh Mika Amar. It was filtering it, neutralizing concern about snake. That's good enough for a person. Is that good enough for a person? Is it good enough for Hashem? Lesle Akriveu Na Lefechasecha. Do we not embrace the Pasuk in Malachi, offering it to the ruler of your province, meaning when it comes to Hashem, we're not satisfied. It's probably good enough. It's probably no poison. It's probably okay. It's probably safe. The Hechsher, I think once I saw something that looked like that Hechsher. I have a cousin once who told me he asked, he thought it was okay. It was once in someone's house. They're pretty religious. They ate it. If we thought it was poison, if we thought it can compromise, corrupt our lives, if we thought it could kill us, would we take a risk? For a child that had a nut allergy, and we had a doubt as to whether nut was one of the ingredients of that food, would we say, I read the ingredient panel. I don't think it's in there. Good enough. I knew someone with a nut allergy. I think they might have eaten this. Maybe it was something different. Go for it. Of course not. If the consequence were life and death, or even less than that, but it would compromise the health and well-being of someone we love, we would never take a leap. We would investigate, we would evaluate, we would find out. When it comes to serving God, give the best. We go for the best, we give the best. Last week we spoke about, what kind of car do you drive? You have power windows, or are you still, going like this? If you're satisfied with less than the best in other areas of your life, then maybe in the service of Hashem. But if every other area we want the best, the most comfortable, the latest version, the latest update, the latest upgrade, then why in the service of Hashem, the mezuzah? The lower version. The tefillin, the lower version. The dalet minim, the lower version. When it came to the two brothers, Cain and Hevel, Hevel brought an offering for the firstborn, from the fattest, Kepirushim Zechron Levracha, Ume Allah Bohem, as our rabbis expounded on the Pasuk.
Hashem
Cursed is the deceiver who has in his flock a higher level, who tries to get away with giving the less expensive, the lower level of giving up something which will hurt less. It's okay if you're invested in a relationship, if you care, if you want to make the statement, if you want to communicate that the other party matters, then you're willing to deal with discomfort and convenience. You're willing to pay a price. Person has to be very careful not to denigrate mitzvos, not to put down mitzvos, not to reflect poorly on mitzvos, not to make it look like we feel burdened or the mitzvos are a pain or they are depriving us of happiness or what we want. Those learning the daf, we'll get to it in a couple of weeks. Megillah Lamed Beis, that a person who holds a Sefer Torah in a state of undress will be buried in a state of undress. Meaning, if you denigrate mitzvos, if a person doesn't show the honor and the respect and the dignity, if a person doesn't go the extra mile, I don't know if everyone will admit, but everyone has had the experience of lying in bed about to fall asleep when you realize you didn't daven Maariv. I don't know if you're alive if you never had that experience. Your eyes are closed, you're dozing off, you're on your way to the other world, and it dawns on you all of a sudden, you haven't yet davened Maariv. You got to get out of bed. So the question is, you get out of bed to daven Maariv in your gachkas, in your pajamas, in a pair of shorts, in a robe. Do you get dressed to daven Maariv? You're about to talk to the King of Kings. You're going to have an audience with the Almighty. It's not, you know, you don't feel like it. You were on your way. Maybe you took your sleeping pill already, or you took your melatonin, or had your l'chaim, whatever you do to fall asleep at night, and you got to get out of bed. Do you go the extra mile? Do you go to the extra mile? Bizui mitzvah. V'seder ha'olz bikurum yalanu le'inayim, liros ma'u hidurin shal mitzvos. The procedure, the protocol for the bringing of bikurim are a good example that can enlighten us about how much we're supposed to honor mitzvah. Shekein shanin, the Mishnah Bikurim says, there was tremendous embellishment. There was beauty. There was an emphasis on the royalty, the majesty when bringing the bikurim. It says, the wealthy would bring their bikurim in baskets that were decorated with gold, and the poor wicker. Shalosh midos bikurim, bikurim tosefes bikurim, iter bikurim, harei lanu lehadya. Again, technically did it, bare minimum, got away, check, good enough. Or do we want to communicate to Hashem that He matters and that we love Him and that this isn't a casual relationship and that we care? From Bikurim we can extrapolate and apply to all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. You're right, with mitzvahs we can get away, but is that the measure? Is that what we're striving for? Gemara in Shabbos says, Rabbi Puzmikeyu Mitzalei, that Rava put on expensive socks before davening. Amar hikon likras alokecha Yisrael. Prepare before you have an audience with God. If you're invited to the palace, to the Oval Office, by a person you respect, admire, you have an opportunity to have an audience with the king, to have influence, to have input. Do you not take a moment to pick out your wardrobe? What are you going to wear? Do you not wear your finest? Do you not press your suit, your shirt? Do you not polish your shoes? Can have an audience with the King of Kings, and yet we casually stumble into shul, flip-flops and sweatpants and ripped t-shirts. It's an audience with the King of Kings. So do you have to wear your tuxedo each time and then change? But a person should be thoughtful, mindful of what impression do I want to leave? What attitude, what effort do I want to give? Before a person's going out to mark or celebrate a big anniversary, they're wearing the same thing they always wear. They're dressed very casually. The spouse might say, "That's it? You're not changing? What do you mean? You know me, you see me in this, what's the difference?" Difference is we're about to go spend nice time together. Do you want to make the effort? What do we communicate by the effort that we make? When it comes to davening, this is the source. Some people have a davening jacket, some wear a gartel, some wear a hat, whatever it is. Some have a different davening yarmulke and their talisbek. Hikon likras elokecha Yisrael. It's the effort, it's the statement, it's what we communicate, that this isn't just casual. This is not happenstance or haphazard, but it's by design, it's with intention, it's with mindfulness, it's with thoughtfulness. What do we want to communicate about how important the relationship is? And I'll end by saying what I think and hope should be obvious. Why do we care? Not because of Hashem. You think Hashem benefits by your dusty, dirty, dandruff-covered davening jacket? It's not for the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not because Hashem needs us to dress nicer. Hashem's ego is stroked because the Jewish people put on special clothing, fancy, expensive socks to talk to him. It's not for him, it's for us. It's for us. What does it do for us? How does it transform our attitude? How does it enrich and elevate us? What is the impact on us when we go the extra mile, when we make the extra effort? What are we saying and how are we investing in the relationship that will leave us changed as a result? 8:45, Living with Emunah tonight, 9 o'clock, behind the Bima. Coach Steinmetz, Ryan Terrell of the 50-game winning streak, Max. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy.